This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is a good day to be together in this time of worship. Whether you are with us in the sanctuary or joining us over live stream, the Spirit of Christ is among us, and this is a day to rejoice. We get to celebrate a baptism together, the welcoming of new members, and prayers and rejoicing through our hymns, and a wonderful guest preacher this morning that I look forward to introducing to you in just a moment. As we gather, I would invite you to your attendance. There are registration pads in the pews. If you would pass those down and make sure everyone has a chance to sign them. If you would rather not sign in on the registration pad, there's a QR code in your bulletin, and that will take you to a digital way to sign in. And those of you worshiping online, there should be a link in the chat giving you that opportunity to sign in. Just a few announcements as we gather this morning. A reminder that next Sunday is actually July 4th, and we will only have one worship service. That will be at 10 o'clock a.m., and there will be no Sunday school. On Tuesday of this week, June 29th, we are welcoming our Metro Councilman, Brandon Taylor, to join us here at 6:30. We'll also have that meeting available online, so you can join us by live stream or in person. And we are going to be asking him the question, how can West End be a good neighbor in our community? We hope you'll join us as we hear from Councilman Taylor. Vacation Bible School starts tomorrow, and we want to be praying for those children and volunteers who will be gathering in this place. A reminder that they are collecting coins this Sunday, so if you have loose change in your pockets that you never get to use anymore at all, you can drop it in the buckets, and they will make good use of them. They are going to donate them after they study the parable of the lost coin. They're going to donate them to Tools for Schools, which is our July communion offering and our July mission emphasis. Tools for Schools is a group that our own Bill Ferris is very deeply involved in. They make furniture and outdoor equipment and things for classrooms in public schools. And they're always looking for volunteers and for help. So that will be our communion offering next week. Also, I wanted to let you know that our own Sarah McCain, who's a member here and a student at Vanderbilt Divinity School and our congregational care intern, is leading a three-week class on implicit bias starting this Wednesday night, and it will be on the next three Wednesday nights at 5:30, both in person and virtual, and there's more information on that in the Friday email. Finally, it is my joy to introduce to you this morning Reverend Thomas Kim. He will be coming in on the processional hymn with us. But Reverend Kim is a part of our West End family. He is an ordained elder in the North Illinois Conference of the United Methodist Church. But a few years ago, he moved to the Nashville area to be the director of Korean and Asian news for United Methodist News. And he came to West End on one of his first Sundays, and he has stayed with us as part of our family. During this past year, he's had some experiences in his travels, and I don't know whether he'll share some of those in his sermon, but he has certainly been in our prayers throughout the pandemic, and we're so grateful to have him in our midst to bring the word today. So please be in prayer for him. Be in prayer for all of us as we open this time of worship together. May God's Spirit inspire us this day.
Let us love the Lord our God with our hearts and souls.
With our minds and our strength.
Let us love our neighbors as ourselves.
And show mercy to those we meet.
This is the path to life. Let us love our God and worship today. When we are tired, when we are weak, when we don't know how or what to pray, the Holy Spirit goes before us and with us, forming prayers out of our wordless sighs. And God welcomes us with open arms, ready to receive us. So now let us confess our sins together, that together we might experience God's Spirit at work in our midst. O Holy God, we come in confession for our resistance to difference. We have neither loved ourselves nor our neighbors. We have passed by those who are unfamiliar, overlooking need due to busyness, discomfort, and fear. We have held deep prejudices, unconscious and conscious, against people who are not like us. O love eternal, heal our pains and amend our faults. Guide us in ways of disquiet and compassion, that we might love you with all that we are, that we might see your children as you do. We pray in the name of Jesus, our most beloved neighbor, who cared for us even to the cross. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. As a forgiven and reconciled people, let us now exchange signs of reconciliation and love. The peace of Christ be with you. One of the great joys of the church is the baptism of children. This morning, Tommy and Amanda Phillips bring their son to God before the community of faith for baptism.
My family in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We're incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. And all of this is God's gift, offered to us without price. Tommy and Amanda, I ask you on behalf of the whole church these ancient questions of the faith. Do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in his grace, and promise to serve him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to all people? And will you nurture this child in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example, he may be guided to accept God's grace for himself, to profess his faith openly, and to lead a Christian life. And my friends in the congregation, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? If so, say, we do. And will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life, and include this child now before you in your care? With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround this child with a community of love and forgiveness, that he may grow in service with others. We will pray for him to be a true disciple who walks in the way that leads to life. Let us pray. Eternal God, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and this child who receives it, to wash away sin and clothe him in righteousness throughout his life, that dying and being raised with Christ, he may share in Christ's final victory. All praise to you, eternal God, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen.
And what name have you given your child? Everett, Charles, Phillips. I baptize you in the name of God who created you, Christ who redeemed you, and the Holy Spirit who will guide and comfort you all the days of your life. Amen. You want to play with the water? And now, Everett, I'm going to invite the whole congregation to pray for you and all who are here to lay hands on you, as we pray for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Everett, may the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ all the days of your beautiful life. Amen. And now I'm going to invite you all to stand right there,
so the congregation can see you and mostly Everett really as closely as possible.
Will the congregation please stand and face Everett Charles? It is now our joy to welcome our brother in Christ. Members of the household of God, I commend Everett Charles to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase his faith, confirm his hope, and perfect him in love.
We give thanks for all that God has already given you, Everett Charles, and we welcome you in Christian love. As members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church, we renew our covenant to participate faithfully in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ.
Thank you. Let us pray together the prayer for illumination. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and the word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. A lesson from the Gospel, Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. Just then a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" He answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have given the right answer. Do this, and you will live." But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, he passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. He then put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, 'Take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend.' Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Reverend, it is my turn.
It is your turn.
Okay. Can you hear me? This microphone on. Okay. Whoever feels you are child of God, please come forward in spirit. Today we have quite a few children in the sanctuary this morning. I'm going to share a very short story. It is banana. It is very yummy. I love it. I eat banana. Morning. Oh, we open it, right? Peel it. Oh, but in the middle of the service, I don't want to eat. I can't eat it. How can I do it? I have here duct tape. Do you think it works? Okay, let me try it. It works? To keep it? Yes? No? Okay. Let me try other things. It is very sticky. I don't know how to take it out. How about Band-Aid? No? Okay, I'm not going to try it. How about this very powerful? No? It doesn't work? Then let me try this. I hope it works. stapler. No, it does work. You know what? I would like to ask you just one thing. Sometimes we don't mean it, but we say something bad to my sister, my brother, or to my friends. Can we put the word back into my mouth? No? Let me tell you just one thing. To love God and to share the love of God, try not to bad word to your friend and to your neighbor. Because God loves us, and God loves us to say nice word, not nasty word. Be nice to your friends. Be nice to your sister and brother. And all we are asked to say nice word. Be nice to each other. Then God will be very pleased with us. Let us pray. Dear Lord, help us to say love word, to say I love you, I care for you, I understand you, I care for you, so we may share love of God through our words. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I never preached this high. Let us pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Executive Speechwriter Newsletter once reported very interesting statistics. It said, do not ride in automobiles. They cause 20% of all fatal accidents. Do not stay at home. 17% of all accidents occur in the home. Do not walk on the street or sidewalk. 14% of all accidents occur to pedestrians. Do not travel by air, rail, or water. 16% of all accidents happen on these. However, only 0.001% of all deaths reported occur in worship services. Hence, the safest place for you to be is in church. Sunday school is also relatively safe. Therefore, my conclusion is, come back. Come to church with peace. And welcome to the West End United Methodist Church, one of the safest places to be. By the way, can you follow me? If not, I can preach in Korean, which is my mother tongue. I can do it so confidently. Now, let's go to the gospel lesson from Luke. A lawyer asks Jesus, teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? The lawyer knows he must love the Lord his God with all his heart, soul, strength, and mind, as well as his neighbor as himself. Jesus tells him that if he keeps these commandments, he shall live, which prompts another question from the lawyer. And who is my neighbor? The lawyer from the gospel lesson is implying, I have no problem with loving God and loving myself, but figuring out who is my neighbor is difficult. How far do I carry this love your neighbor stuff? In the time of Jesus, the question, who is my neighbor? And who should be treated in a loving, neighborly way was dynamite, as it still is today. Jesus does not give him a straight answer. Instead, he tells him a story, the parable of the Good Samaritan. Before we go further, I would like to share with you how the Jews treated and thought of Samaritans in Jesus' time. The Samaritans were despised. They had intermarried with foreigners, mixed with the heathen, lived apart from other Jews, and kept their religion in a different way through worshiping not at the temple in Jerusalem, but at their own temple on Mount Gerizim. However, the Samaritan in the parable just did the right thing. He didn't care whether the robbed man was a Samaritan, a Galilean, a Judean, a Pentecostal, Roman Catholic, a Lutheran, or a Methodist. He did not consider whether the man was white, Black, Hispanic, or Asian. He did not consider whether the man was documented or undocumented. He didn't even contemplate whether the man was his neighbor or not. He saw a robbed man, and he cared for him. Jesus got his point across. Jesus asked the lawyer, which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hand of the robbers? Though the lawyer could not utter the despised word Samaritan, he understood Jesus' point, for he answered, the one who showed him mercy. Knowing who is my neighbor is important even today. Today's version of the question, for at least for me, might be like this. Do I have to welcome any unsociable people as my next door neighbors? Do I have to welcome Muslims and undocumented immigrants and those unsociable people? You know who I am referring to. Is it possible for me to love my neighbor if he is somehow different from me? Who is your neighbor? However, I have to confess now that I am very little. I am less interested in finding out who my neighbor is, and more interested in Jesus' command at the end of the parable. The focus of the parable Jesus tells is not a new definition of a noun of a neighbor, but rather his call to us to act out the love of God. Love is a verb. Since Jesus teaches with the parables, I would like to share some stories here. Some years ago, in the spring, a 15-year-old boy bled to death just 35 feet outside the emergency room doors of a Chicago hospital. It seems that the teenager was an innocent bystander who was hit by a bullet when gang members started shooting at each other. After he was shot, friends of his managed to carry him to just outside the hospital where they left him. But apparently, the bleeding youth was left there unattended for 25 minutes because it was against hospital policy for doctors or nurses to go outside the building to treat anyone. Instead, they had to wait for an ambulance to arrive to transport him inside. By the time they finally got him into the hospital, the boy was dead. They were more concerned about getting into trouble by violating hospital policy than they were about saving a young man's life. Tyra Hunter died as a result of injuries after being in an automobile accident when emergency medical technicians cut open her clothes to treat her wounds and discovered she was transgender. They stood back and laughed instead of delivering treatment. When we say God is love, we are saying that God is a loving God. The American cartoonist Rube Goldberg often told the story about the time he traveled to Europe on an ocean liner. He was assigned to a table with another single passenger. His companion was a Frenchman who spoke no English. Goldberg spoke no French. Each night, the Frenchman would come to the table, click his heels, bow and say, "Bon appétit." Goldberg would get up and reply, "Goldberg," shake his hands and sit down. This routine went on for 3 or 4 nights. Then one day, Goldberg happened to mention this to his friend. "You know, it's the strangest thing. I am sitting with a Frenchman in the dining room, and each meal he tells me his name is Bon Appetit, and I have to tell him who I am." "No, no," said the friend. "That's not his name. That's a French phrase for good appetite or enjoy your meal." "Oh," said Goldberg, "I feel so stupid. Well, I'm going to have to correct that." That night, Goldberg came to the table late, and the Frenchman was already seated. Goldberg bowed, clicked his heels, and said, "Bon appétit." Then the Frenchman stood up and said, "Goldberg." I am afraid that when Jesus says, "Bon appétit," we say, "Goldberg." When we say God is love, we are saying that God is a loving God. Therefore, authentic love for God always leads us to love for God, for people, and all people. John Bartels once said, "The smallest deed is better than the greatest intention." I want to rephrase it this way. The smallest action of love is better than the greatest definition of love. Love is a verb. Do you know that the devil doesn't care if you go to church or read the Bible as long as you don't apply it to your life? When you don't have to find out who your neighbor is, as long as you act like the Samaritan. That's what really matters. That's why Jesus did not tell the lawyer, "Go and find your neighbor." He asked, "Who was a neighbor to the robbed man?" And said, "Go and do likewise." Thanks be to God. Amen.
We are invited now to respond to the word of God, preached and proclaimed powerfully among us. So I invite you now to stand in body or spirit and join me in our affirmation of faith, found on page 884, a statement of faith of the Korean Methodist Church. Let us join our voices together. We believe in the one God, Creator and sustainer of all things, Father of all nations, the source of all goodness and beauty, all truth and love. We believe in Jesus Christ, God manifest in the flesh, our teacher, example, and redeemer, the Savior of the world. We believe in the Holy Spirit, God present with us, for guidance, for comfort, and for strength. We believe in the forgiveness of sins, in the life and love of prayer, and in grace equal to every need. We believe in the Word of God contained in the Old and New Testaments as the sufficient rule both of faith and of practice. We believe in the Church, those who are united in the living Lord for the purpose of worship and service. We believe in the reign of God as the divine will realized in human society and in the family of God where we are all brothers and sisters. We believe in the final triumph of righteousness and in the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. We continue our response to the Word of God through offering our prayers together. As we come into this time of prayer, we invite you to lift up both your silent and spoken prayers. For those who are gathered in the sanctuary, there are gray prayer cards in the pew racks in front of you. If you have a prayer that you would like to share with the staff of the church and with the congregation, you can fill those out and place them in the offering boxes that are in the narthex. The pastoral staff meets every Monday at 1:15, and we pray by name for each of those requests. If you're gathering with us virtually, you can go to our website, to the Contact Us area, and you'll find a way to share your prayer concerns there. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. God who loves, a God of deep compassion, we praise you this day for your constant presence among us. You make yourself known to us in so many ways, through the beauty of creation, through the love of family and friends, through the grace and acceptance we receive in your church, through the power of your word read and proclaimed, through the vulnerability we share and receive in relationship, through the faces of strangers and the voices of the poor. Forgive us, O God, when we think we know all there is to know about you. Keep us open to learning more of you every day. Deepen in us the hunger to know you, to love you, and to serve you. Humble us, O God. Help us be open to the ways we can experience your love and grace through others, most especially those who are different from us. Teach us not only to be givers, but receivers, trusting that even now you may be offering your grace to us through unexpected people and unexpected places. In the ongoing giving and receiving to which you call us, we offer our prayers for those who are on our hearts today. We pray for all who are sick in body, mind, or spirit, for those who care for them in homes and hospitals and on the streets. We pray for those who grieve, whose hearts are weighed down with the sadness of loss, whether the loss of a loved one, a relationship, a job, a place to call home. We pray for those who are lost, who do not feel grounded in your love for them, for those who feel they have nowhere to belong, for those who seek purpose and meaning. We pray for those who, like the man in today's parable, have been beaten and cast aside by this world. May we be those who see them and offer your healing, companionship, and hope. Today, O God, we pray most fervently for those who have been affected by the building collapse in Miami. We pray that all who have lost loved ones or are still awaiting word might know your strength and abiding presence. There are so many on our hearts and minds this day, and many concerns of our own that we hold in our hearts. And so in this shared moment of silence, we offer those prayers to you. Believing in your goodness and compassion, in your love put into action, we offer these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray with one voice. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. One of the ways that we put our love into action as a community of faith is by sharing our gifts. And as we prepare to bring our offerings and tithes, we know that everyone is in a different position financially during this time of emerging pandemic, and so we invite you to give as you are able and as you feel led. For those worshiping with us online, you're welcome to give via the options listed on the screen or in the chat. For those who are in the sanctuary, there are offering boxes in Reed Hall and in the Narthex where you can leave your gifts if you choose. Let us offer now our gifts, our tithes, our offerings, and our hearts to our God, who loves us unconditionally.
be seated, and I'd like to invite Maggie Tucker to come forward. Friends, I'd like to introduce you to Maggie Tucker. Maggie actually joined West End back in the 1980, I think 1980 you said. 1982. And she was married in Scales Chapel here, and then left, and now she is back. Maggie is married to Tom, and she is a watercolor artist, and she taught in Williamson County for a long time. She's transferring from Belmont United Methodist Church here in Nashville. Maggie, as a member of the body of Christ in this congregation, called to be the loving light of Christ in the world, will you faithfully serve Christ in this place through your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness? If so, say, I will.
I will.
Would the congregation please rise in body or in spirit and join me in welcoming our newest member. Family of God, Maggie is now entrusted to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase her faith, confirm her hope, and perfect her in love. We give thanks for God, the God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love. As members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church, we renew our covenant to participate faithfully in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything, God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. I invite you to greet Maggie on the West Lawn following the service. And now may the God of all grace strengthen you by the connecting and transforming power of the Holy Spirit, that together we may be the loving light of Christ in the world. Amen.
Thank you.
bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you, each one of you and every one of you, now and forever. Go and do likewise. Amen.